Welcome to the Oregon FBI's Tech Tuesday segment. Today, cybercriminals using a reverse instant payment scam. The FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center recently issued a warning about a rise in payment scams. Victims appear to get a text message from a bank's fraud alert department. The text asks if the customer initiated an instant money transfer using digital app payments connected to the bank. For example, a text may say, "Bank fraud alert. Did you attempt an instant payment in the amount of $5,000? Reply yes or no or one to stop alerts." The payment amount and financial institution may vary from victim to victim. You may even receive different text messages claiming to be from different banks because the crooks are just hoping to guess which financial institution is yours. If a victim responds, they'll receive a phone call that appears to be from the bank's legitimate 1-800 support number. The criminals may know a past address, your social security number, and even the last four digits of your bank account. This information is used to convince you that the steps being requested are the bank's legitimate process to stop that money transfer. Once the fraudsters have you on the hook, here is how they steal your money. Using the bank's legitimate website or application, the crooks will instruct you to remove your own email address from that digital payment app and replace it with an email address that is controlled by the fraudsters. After the email address has been changed, the cyber crook will tell the victim to start another instant payment transaction to themselves, and that will cancel or reverse the original fraudulent payment attempt. Unfortunately, the victims are in fact sending that instant payment transaction from their bank account to an account controlled by the criminals because you changed that email address. Victims often only realize they've been scammed after checking their bank account balance. The FBI recommends the following precautions. Be wary of unsolicited requests to verify account information. Cyber actors can use email addresses and phone numbers which appear to come from a legitimate financial institution. If a call or text is received regarding possible fraud or unauthorized transfers, do not respond directly. Instead, contact your bank's fraud department through a verified phone number or an email address on the official bank website or from the back of your credit or debit card, never through a text or an email you receive. Be wary of callers that provide personally identifiable information, including your social security number. Unfortunately, there have been so many large-scale data breaches over the past decade, criminals may know some of your personal data. Your best protection, enable multi-factor authentication for all financial accounts and do not provide those codes to anyone. If you've been the victim of an online fraud, report it to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at www.ic3.gov.